This morning, after honoring so many other holidays and holy days this month, we celebrate the story of a young woman who is told by an angel that she will give birth to the Messiah. The star explained became the star understood for Jesus, for Buddha, for Zarathustra. The man she is engaged to, Joseph, is a bit surprised to learn Mary is pregnant. Another angel, as one of the stories goes, told him to trust Mary. And Joseph chooses to do that, to stay with her, even though laws would have given him plenty of permission to leave her on her own. Today, we commemorate the journey of a young couple. Some might call them refugees, who carry with them their hopes, much like ours, perhaps, for some sense of safety, for belonging, for peace, and for comfort. Mary was, after all, sitting on a donkey, the story goes, while very, very pregnant. They carry their worries, maybe much like ours, that the way will be too hard, that they don't have enough experience, that they won't know what to do with this child, that they don't have enough money or maybe enough education for what is being asked of them. They carry worry and hope for themselves, and their soon-to-be-born baby.
The ancient story says that the star is a sign. My heavens, imagine the hoopla if Jesus had been born today. The shepherds would be texting across the fields about a star and angels. Joseph and Mary would likely have posted baby in the manger pictures to Snapchat, and Balthazar might have updated his Facebook status to say, "After traveling for weeks, I was overcome with awe at seeing this tiny baby." So much is possible. Others saw that star or comet or that celestial event, or maybe no one saw it. It can be so hard to know with stories. It's one of the reasons I appreciate the tradition that I learned from a Sufi storytelling of beginning stories with once there was and once there wasn't. And here we all are on this chilly winter morning, choosing to come together to sing songs, to rest in the quiet, to share stories of faith, hope, and love. What is it about a story of a baby born over 2,000 years ago that draws us in? We already know the way that the life of Jesus plays out. We know that it ends in tragic, politically motivated violence. We know that the vision of peace on earth has not yet come to be made real. And still, the stories told of his birth can bring us hope. I think we deeply need the power of hope in our lives, and so we seek its buoyancy, especially when so much around us can feel overwhelming and bleak.
UU minister and wellness coach Om Prakash, in a poem, describes the yearning for hope this way. In the late hours, when snow falls gently covering the broken ground and boards and twisted roots and cans and bottles, the world is smooth when snow falls gently. I see your face chasing away the bitter cold. Hold me close. Rock me in your loving arms. Sing lullabies that help me remember. Teach me to turn back to my snow-driven self, dancing in the rapture of my first breath, singing to the sound of music and art, moving to the poetry of rhythm in motion that fills my heart every time I think of you. Oh, my beloved one. Then I remember I don't need to return, for I never left. You and I are one, dancing in silky smoothness, beating back the cold with the rhythm of our dance steps, filling the world with laughter as the cold wind blows our hearts And then, like burning embers, we become the warmth of the sun, carried on the winds.
Jesus of Nazareth was a radical, challenging the messages of that day that undermine the holy in every one of us. So let us do our part in challenging those messages. Call to mind your best self, the place in your heart where compassion rests. As Balthazar reminded us earlier, the baby can't do it alone. The baby comes to show a way for people to live with love and kindness toward one another. May we go and do likewise, because it truly is in every one of us. May it be so.